Good morning, everyone. This is Dave McManus, Berean Baptist Church News and Focus Commentary this morning. It's Friday, May 31st, 9:52 a.m. Coming to you with an article that is posted on Sermon Audio from yesterday. It's at Breitbart.com, and it's a pop culture article, and that's one of my interests, one of the things that I like to study. As a youth pastor, I like to make sure that our kids are educated on what's going on out there, what we have to avoid. We need to know the messages that are going out there. But this one is actually aimed at even younger children than I generally minister to. And so that brings parents into the equation. So parents, I thought you should be aware of this. Apparently there's a children's network out there called The Hub. Now, I'm not sure I've ever seen this. I don't know which cable and satellite companies carry it. Maybe it's on there, and I'm just not aware of it. Maybe it's on Dish or DirecTV or cable, and I'm not aware of it. But if it is, then you definitely need to be aware of this. The title of the article is Children's Network Launches Transsexual Superhero Show. Yeah, Children's Network Launches Transsexual Superhero Show. So it says, this was posted by Ben Shapiro, 28 May 2013. Nothing says child-appropriate material quite like gender-bending underage superheroes. At least that's the theory over at The Hub, the network co-owned by Discovery and Hasbro, which is trotting out its latest soon-to-be-dud Shezow. S-H-E, capital Z-O-W, Shezow. That show follows the adventures of a 12-year-old boy named Guy. Isn't that ironic? 12-year-old boy named Guy, maybe it's Guy, who uses a magic ring to transform himself into a crime-fighting girl. Yes, you heard that right. This is a cartoon about a 12-year-old boy named Guy who uses a magic ring to transform himself into a crime-fighting girl. So when Guy says the magic words, "You go, girl," he becomes Shazal, wearing a purple skirt and cape, as well as pink gloves and white boots. The chief executive of The Hub, who may or may not have, this is obviously Breitbart writing, may or may not have been high and leftist when she greenlit this project, is Margaret Loesch. Loesch commented, "When I first heard about the show, my reaction was, are you out of your minds? Then I looked at it and I thought, this is just funny. This is just funny." The target audience for The Hub is children aged 2 to 11. Now, I looked, did a little research on The Hub, and it's been around for a while. It's been around since the early 2000s. And it doesn't really compare in viewership to, say, Nick Jr. or the Disney Channel. But apparently, based on a couple comments, it seems to be growing. I guess they average close to 80,000 kids watching this network a day. So that's enough. I don't know what that means in the world of television ratings. But if we've got 80,000 kids a day watching this and they're coming across this TV show, then I think it's important. So what's the point of this TV show? What's the aim here? And I think it's obvious. I think there's an agenda here. I think we are trying to get to kids at a young age and be able to take away the idea of gender distinction. You know, what better time than to infiltrate the minds of people than when they are very young, and make it a superhero, make it attractive, make it entertaining, and all of a sudden we are implanting, not we, but they are implanting ideas that are not biblical, that are not godly, that are not even logical and true. I wanted to read you an excerpt from an essay that I use when we teach apologetics here at the Academy. It's called That Which Is Unnatural by Joseph Goodell. And here's what he says. This is written several years back. "As evidence that influencing children at a very early age is part of the gay rights agenda, one need look no further than New York City's public school curriculum. Included in the curriculum materials are 4 pro-homosexual books aimed at very young children. 1, Heather Has Two Mommies, is a children's book about a lesbian couple having a child through artificial insemination. Another book, Daddy's Roommate, describes a boy with divorced parents who visits his father and his father's new male roommate, obviously his lover. In a third book, Gloria Goes to Gay Pride, part of the text reads, some women love women, some men love men, some women and men love each other. That's why we march in the parade, so everyone can have a choice. The rationale for these books is found on page 145 of the city's Children of the Rainbow first grade curriculum, which states that teachers must be aware of varied family structures, including gay or lesbian parents, and children must be taught to acknowledge the positive aspects of each type of household. In an article describing this, John Leo writes in U.S. News & World Report, a line is being crossed here. In fact, a brand new ethic is descending upon the city's public school system. The traditional civic virtue of tolerance, if gays want to live together, it's their own business, has been replaced with a new ethic requiring approval and endorsement. If gays want to live together, we must acknowledge the positive aspects of their way of life. Okay, so that's what's at stake here. It's not about the freedom to practice a lifestyle. It's not about the freedom to believe something because they absolutely have that freedom. There's nothing in this country that would stop somebody from acting that way. Okay, so the civil rights argument kind of goes out the window. This is obviously an agenda to say, no, we don't just want the freedom to act the way we want. We want you to say that it's okay. We want you to endorse it as normal. And what's the best way to do that? Well, the tactic is you get to the kids when they're very young, and if you can erase the importance of gender distinctions, if you can heighten the acceptance of gay marriage, of transgender things, of transsexual things, of whatever you want, whatever other letter they want to add onto that acronym, then it's going to be a lot stronger. Your position is going to be a lot stronger. Why do you think we're in the position that we are today? Because the younger generation has been taught that this is okay. Why such a drastic swing so quickly? Because the indoctrination has happened at a young level. And so here we have a cartoon show that has a boy turning into a female superhero in a dress in pink and purple and tights and everything else. And not only that, but the magic words are, you go, girl. He's a boy, and he becomes a female superhero. It's not healthy. It's not right. It goes against any definition of gender, whether we're talking from a biblical perspective or we're talking from a biological perspective. It is throughout the Bible. We can go to Genesis 1:26 and 27. We can go to Mark 10:6. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. He didn't make them transgender. He didn't make them questioning. He didn't make them somewhere in between. He made them male and female. And that's what we need to pay attention to here, is you cannot allow a cartoon show, which we have replaced parenting with in many cases because it's very easy to put a child in front of a TV. Don't assume because they're watching a cartoon that it's a wholesome message. Don't assume because they're in front of a children's network that they're safe. Now, are they going to see the sex and violence of an HBO or a Cinemax? No, of course they're not. But there are agendas going on. There are things that are infiltrating their minds, and we need to be able to make sure that they understand that. Whether it's Disney, whether it's Nick Jr., whether it's this Hub station, whatever it is that you're watching, make sure you understand the shows that your children are watching, and make sure you're parenting appropriately and correcting them when these things come up and saying, we're not going to watch this because this goes against God's standard. This goes against God's design. This is not accurate. This is garbage. Just wanted to make sure that you were aware of that. She's Out on the Hub Network. Okay? Make sure you're aware when that comes on. If your kids watch that channel, we can't allow this stuff to be accepted as normal. And it's just sad. It's ridiculous, and it's really transparent when you look at the content of this show, what's trying to be done. All right, if you have any comments on this commentary, please post them directly on Sermon Audio, or you can email me, dmcmanus@bbc@gmail.com. Thanks. Have a good day.